This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is scaling back an overseas trip amid an unresolved issue with Congress over setting debt limits. The president is still planning this week's Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima, Japan. VOA Steve Herman reports.
The White House says the president will return home Sunday after the G7 meeting concludes so he can hold further meetings with congressional leaders to avert an economically disastrous default by the U.S. government not paying its bills. Biden met Tuesday with top lawmakers. There was progress, according to the participants, but no agreement on raising the debt ceiling. That compelled the White House to cut from the travel agenda. An unprecedented presidential visit to Papua New Guinea to meet with Pacific Island leaders, as well as a stop in Australia, where Biden was to address a joint session of Parliament. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A spokesperson for Britain's Prince Harry said Wednesday the prince, his wife Meghan, and her mother, Doria Ragland, were involved in what has been described as a near-catastrophic car chase. They say it happened while being followed by photographers after an event in New York City late Tuesday. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a statement, the spokesperson said the incident occurred after the couple had attended an awards ceremony held in New York by the Ms. Foundation for Women, where Meghan was honored for her work. In the statement, the spokesperson said the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and Ms. Ragland were involved in a near-catastrophic car chase at the hands of a ring of highly aggressive paparazzi. The statement went on to say this relentless pursuit, lasting over 2 hours, resulted in multiple near-collisions involving other drivers on the road, pedestrians, and two New York Police Department officers. The statement concluded with, "While being a public figure comes with a high level of interest from the public, it should never come at the cost of anyone's safety." Harry and Meghan stepped down from their royal roles in 2020 and moved to the United States, partly because of what they described as intense media harassment.
This is VOA News. Cameroon rebels have surrendered on the western border with Nigeria. VOA's Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Cameroon.
We are committed to...
Here he is.
Officials in Cameroon say 18 separatists have disarmed and surrendered to authorities in the biggest defection since the conflict broke out in 2017. Authorities say the English-speaking rebels, including two self-proclaimed generals, were hiding across the border in neighboring Nigeria. Leaders of the separatists who want to break away from French-speaking majority Cameroon have vowed to track down and kill the defectors. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The U.S. Justice Department has announced a series of criminal cases tracing the illegal flow of sensitive technology, including Apple's software code for self-driving cars and materials used for missiles, to foreign adversaries like Russia, China, and Iran. Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson says a task force is designed to disrupt the transfer of goods to foreign countries.
We are committed to doing all we can to prevent these advanced tools from falling into the hands of foreign adversaries who wield them in ways that threaten not only our nation's security, but democratic values everywhere.
The U.S. State Department said on Wednesday it will invite the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairperson Michael McCaul and the committee's ranking Democrat to view a classified cable about the August 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan at the department with personal information redacted. North Carolina Republicans have overridden a veto of a 12-week abortion limit, allowing it to become state law. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Protesters chanted from the gallery Tuesday night as North Carolina's Republican-controlled General Assembly successfully overrode the Democratic governor's veto of legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. It will become the law in North Carolina. It's a major victory for Republicans like State Representative Kristen Baker.
I am proud to support Senate Bill 20.
The GOP needed every member on board to get the 3/5 majority, including Tricia Cotham, who in early April switched from the Democratic Party. The law takes effect July 1st and contains exceptions for rape and incest up to 20 weeks, life-limiting fetal anomalies, and to protect the life of the mother. Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia says that with six-week bans pending in South Carolina and Florida, the law will be devastating for abortion access in the South. I'm Jennifer King.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.